Erechin Peg Dal Mishnah Dalit. We're going back to the other klolim that were brought down Bekitza in Mishnah Aleph. Hesigiyad Benoide, Shon Benido, Hoarochim Benerach, Vohoerech Bizman Hoerech. So Hesigiyad Benoide, we discussed the last few Mishnahis. And now we're on to Hashonim Benido. The Mishnah says Shonim, the years which will determine the value of the erech amount that is mechuyev to the Beis Hamikdash is totally in the nidor. What are the details? Yeled sheherech is hazokin. Yeled and zokin over here are relative. Yeled means under 60, and zokin means above 60, because 60 will be the cutoff point for a certain value of erechin. It certainly doesn't mean a young child over here, yeled, because then nidor of any neder. Somebody who's younger, klape somebody who's older. Noisin erech zokin. So he gives the value of the person who he said erech pliny alive. The pliny is a zokin. The other way too. The zokin sheherech is a yeled. Noisin erech yeled. That's the amount that he has to give. Varochim benerach. The kvius of the amount is totally in the gender of the nerach. Keitzad ish sheherech eso isho. Noisin erech isho. Again, it's not telling the one who's giving. It's telling the one who is giving erech pliny. V'isha shericha so ish nesenes erech ish. The fourth klal, v'erech bizmano erech, keitzad, herichoi, if the neder of erech ploini olai was made, poches b'men chomish, v'nasa yoysa ben chomish, till he pays up, the person's value goes up because the child became a five-year-old. Poches ben esem, where he's younger than 20, and the nasa yesa ben esem, before the amount was paid up, the value went up. Noisim is man erech. The neder is chal kefi the erech of the person at the time of the neder. So these three klalim are pretty straightforward. Now the Mishnah has to get into when there's a gray area. Yom shloishim kilamata mimenu. The child, we had this halacha in Bukhari also, yom shloishim of a baby's life is when it's considered a bar kayoma. And Mamela, when a person says Erech Ploini Olai, and the person is a baby that's 2 weeks old, so there is no Erech. Pochus Ben Shloshim Yomim is not Meschayev Klum, because the Erech is of an Enig Bar Kayoma, there is no Erech. Again, market value, chances are the child won't die. So if it's a healthy baby, there's no reason to suspect otherwise. His value will be quite high on the open market. But in terms of Erechin, the Chalois Chi of Erechin is only Kefi if he's a Ben Kayama. What about B'yayim Shloishim? Kilamata Mimenu, Shnas Chomesh, Shnas Esum, Kilamata Mimenu, the day that he becomes five, or rather the year that he becomes five, the fifth year of his life, he's considered within five. Shnas Esum, Kilamata Mimenu, the 20th year of life until he's a full 20, shenema vim ben shishim shono umalo vomalo imzocha. The ben shishim shono, the Torah says clearly that he's ready nismala 60 years. Mashmos, the wording is that way. Ben shishim shono vomalo means above a full 60 years. So memelo v'harei onu lemeidim b'kula mashna shishim kilomata mimenu. If he's in his 60th year, what we would call 59 and a half, then he's considered to be Teich Shishim. Avshnas Chomesh Ushnas Esim Kilomata Emenu. The Mishnah goes right in this Joshua. Hein, the unusual tzura of a Mishnah to be mefalpa like a Braisa. Hein is that takaso. Im also Shnas Shishim Kilomata Mimeno Lahachmir. The Torah said, over here the value goes down when he's above 60, he's considered a Zokin. So the Torah was machmir that in the 60th year is considered a ben chamishim v'teisha. Is that also true? Nase shnas chomesh u'shnas esum kilamata mimena lahokul. Who said that within the 5th year, within the 20th year, is lamata maybe faket the Torah tacked on the higher value? Talmud loymar shono shono l'gzeri shovo. The wording of the pasuk ben shishim shono, ben chomish shono, ben esim shono, ma shono ho amurim b'shnas shishim, kilamata mimeno, af shono ho amurim b'shnas chomish u'shnas esim, the word shono means kilamata mimeno. When it says esim shono, means a full 20 years, chomish shono means a full 5 years. Ben lahokul, ben lahachmir. Ad kan, the first sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozo Aymer, Ad sheyu yiseres al hashonim chodesh v'yom echad. Even after he reaches the full 5, 20, 60, he's still within that age bracket. Another month and a day. Now, the model of Chodesh V'yom Echad comes from Pidyon HaBen, that a child is born. He has to be 30 days, going into the 31st day. It's a mod nazach, because over there, l'chor, the word is, until he reaches day number 31, he hasn't started yet, because that's when he starts his life as a ben kayoma. That's l'chor, what the Torah is saying. But since this exists in Kosovo, we see that in the Torah defining age, being born, the Torah gives a period of the 31st day for him to go into the next age bracket, which is the rest of his life. So over here also, l'gabi 5, 20, 60, until he's 5 and the 31st day from his 6th year, and so on for the 20th, and so on for the 60th, that he's not considered as going on to the next age bracket. It's a chiddush of a drasha, but he's learning that out b'chlal this gzeirah shava. Perkei Mishnah Aleph. Here we're going to meet up with a new halacha that we haven't met up with till now. Till now we had a contrast between the halacha, this is gzeirah kosov of hesed yad, but erech olai, erki olai, erech ploni olai is all symbolic value. Lu'umas, the real value of a person, which the only way to really shots up the value of a person is only by how much he's worth on the open market. Nimka ke'evid. That's what we've had till now through the first four prokem in the sector. Now we're going to see another way of defining value, and it has nothing to do with the symbolic value, and it has nothing to do with real value in dollars and cents. Ha'ime mishkoli olai. A person says he's going to give his weight to the Mikdash. Now remember that a person has a koyach to be noido anything he wants. Same way a person could be magdish a behema, and he could bring that as a carbon. A person could also say hare olai, and he could be mechayiv himself. So a person could walk over to his car, and he could say that car should be belong to Hegdash, belongs to Beth Gabbai's immediately. But he could also do the same thing by being mekabel on himself to give a certain amount. So if Kanir, there was some type of anoga where people would be mekabel their weight or a weight of a child, we'll see soon in the Mishnah, and they would be mekabel to feed the weight. There's no reason why it shouldn't be the same thing as being noider $1,000. So if instead of $1,000, it was their weight. So the halacha is noisim mishkal, that's l'chayr pashut. The Mishnah had something else, which is l'chayr also pashut. Weight in what? Lamazagim b'shas, the neder, he weighs 175 pounds. 175 pounds of what? Im kesev, kesev. If he said kesev, he said kesev. Im zov, zov. And the Mishnah brings, Maisa b'ima shel Yermatio, the name of a child named Yermatio, was a girl. Sha'omra, the mother said, Mishkal biti alive, also Yishalayim u'shkalua v'nosna mishkala zov. And she gave mishkala zov. The Mishnah over here is bringing the Maisa. First of all, it's interesting, we see that this was some type of anhoga, which Mistama was an Indian schoolie of giving Shevach V'edah for one's children by giving their weight to the Mikdash. Mistama also, one could add, that this would be a Heichetimtza, would be a Melitz, would be a schuz for the child to grow up healthy by giving the physical weight of the child in Zov and Kes or whatever it is to the Mikdash. The Chiddush, however, of the case is that says she said, Mishkal biti olai l'chor, those are the words she said. And she went up to Yerushalayim, and they will mechayiv her to give b'mishkola zohov. And this will explain to us why the Mishnah says im kes, imzov zov. The obvious question is, what happens if somebody says stam mishkoli olai? Which one is it? So let's make hakdama. The kavonas hanoider has to be determined based on what's logical, what the kavonas hanoider was. So for instance, Mufashim over here point out something very interesting. Mishkoli olai l'chayra, the chiv should be kefi when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to give the money. They weigh him, and he has to give that amount in whatever currency he said he's going to give it. The Maisa, that's not halacha. He gives it kefi aneder. Why? Since it's well known that the weight of a person fluctuates, it depends if he is before breakfast, after breakfast. After Tisha B'Av, everybody weighs a few pounds less than they weighed right after the Suda Mafsekas, and so on. So Mimil, the only way to get a read on what a person's weight is, it has to be kefi anoider. Pashtus, what he means to say, is b'shas nidroi. This is the way the Mufashim explained the halach. That means that we shats up the time of the waiting of the Mishkaloi, Kefi Kavanas Anoidim. The same L'chor should be true, Kesef was off. So the Pshat of the Mishnah is like this. The Poshet reading of the Mishnah, this is the way the Mefarshim say it, on the Rambam in Hilchas Erechim Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, like Mishnah and others, say that when a person says Mishkoli, he's not being Nesiachas to a dollar and cents amount, he's being Nesiachas to an Indian schooli of giving his weight or a child's weight, whatever it is, to the Mikdosh. The point is the weight. What he's going to pay it up in, he'll figure it out afterwards. Same way if a person says, Hare Olai Oilo, he's thinking about the experience of bringing a Korban Oilo, which min did he mean to give it from a keves or from a por? He didn't delineate. So maybe he didn't think Peshas Maisa. So it'll be what it'll be. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, Kesef, Kesef, Zov, Zov, the Mishnah means to say, he'll give whatever he wants to give afterwards, and the Noid is not Mechayiv. Mefarshim point out, Mefarshim will be out for Noid, Zevach Toid and others, point out that this L'chor is at odds with a principle that we have in Nedarim. By Nedarim, whenever there's two ways to fataych the kavona of a noider, so we say, Stam Nedarim l'hachmir pirusha l'hokul, the person could say that this is what I meant. But if his intention was open-ended, then he has to go l'hachmir. So why over here would we not say that the person should always bring shells off? And the answer is normally when we're talking in a case of a neder, we're talking about something which is vague and open-ended, but it's something that both kavanas fit into the words. When a person says, is neider himself, koinem olai, that I'm not going to eat cake for the next 30 days. Which type of cake? Does he mean only chocolate cake because there's too many calories, too much sugar? Or does he mean any type of cake, even dietetic cake? Both of them could ligon the word cake. What did he mean? We don't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means. Okay, so stam nedarim l'hachmir. Over here, the kenetra over here is that when a person said mishkoli olai, there's nothing not clear. What he meant to say is that he will be poid to himself, so to speak. We're putting that in parentheses, not a real pidyon, but the idea is an inyan. The thought process is he's going to give his mishkal. What he'll pay it in, that's not part of the neder. He'll be yoitza mishkoli with whatever measurement and whatever value he wants to give it. Imshel zov, zov, imshel kesef, kesef. On that, the Mishnah brings that even though the regular person can give whichever one he gives wants to give afterwards, whichever one he feels capable of paying, that's what he'll pay. Masha'en can buy imoshel yer matyo. Who was vice this if the Mishnah lists her off as somebody, she was a prominent person? The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, you have to add to the Mishnah based on a Tesefta clause. That when we're talking about somebody who was an Osher Muflig, so we're talking about somebody who certainly the Stoma, the Kavonas, Anoider, was Zohov. And therefore, when she went to the base of Mishnah, Shdom Mechayev Zohov, there was no choice. But a regular person, Imshel Zohov, Zohov, Shel Kesef, Kesef, Mefarshim even bring, it's a whole Shmuz over here based on the Gemaras, that it doesn't even have to be Zov and Kesef. It could be the weight of a person on anything that's commonly sold in the marketplace. The Gemara talks about Zephes, pitch, building material, Bitzolim, onions. If it's something that most people don't sell by weight, then it can't be the weight of that thing, because that's not a normal way to talk. But if it's something that's sold by weight, yeah, it could be his weight in potatoes. If he's in communist Russia, so then that will be his Mishkoli Olai. So that's the Kavon of the Mishnah. Mishkal Yodi Olai. Here we have a technical problem. What happens if a person wanted to give him, the stomach of the Indian is over here, he had some type of problem, they were going to amputate his hand, and in order to have a schus to save his hand from the amputation, he decided to give Mishkal Yodi Olai. Now, there's only one little problem. There's no way to accurately weigh a hand. Putting a hand, La Marshall, on a scale will not get an accurate read because the hand is attached to the body. And with that, that will define the measurement. So Reb Yehuda Aimi says like this, Mamalich Chovis Mayim, fill up a barrel of water, Machnisad Mar Peikoi, he puts in his hand until his elbow. That means what is a person's hand? Let's define a hand. We call a hand the palm with the fingers. He's saying that the hand over here in Halacha is defined as Ad Marpeik until the elbow. Others are defined till the shoulder, but that's L'chor not the Yad. That's the Zeroya. Like Abi Tvil. Even though the Torah does say that we put Tvil in Al Yotcha on a hand. but it's also called Zeroya, Keneged Zeroya Anatuya, so it's on the Zeroya Lachar, not the Yad. So here it's till the elbow. The Shoikel, and he weighs Keneged Bosor Chamor V'gidim Atzomis. He puts in something which mimics the physiognomy of a hand, which means that it has to have flesh, and it has to have bone, and it has to have tendons and ligaments, v'chule. L'chur, that will be a similar way of measuring the noisin l'soicha ad she'tismaloi. The idea is very simple. He fills up a barrel all the way, puts his hand in, a certain amount of water is going to splash out. He'll feel the weight of the hand bearing in. Then what he does is he puts that amount of Bosor Gidim Atzomos, which is the same size as his hand, he puts it into the water to fill up the barrel again to the top. At what point will he get up to the top? At the point where it's equal to the weight of his hand. And that will be an accurate depiction of the Mishgali. Amar Rav Yosi, v'chiheich, efshel l'chavim bosa k'neged bosa v'atzomis k'neged atzomis. Are you ever going to get a perfect read on that? Is it ever going to be the exact amount of bosa gidim atzomis perfectly aligned with what his hand is? So you're never going to get a perfect read. So behechach, there has to be some way which is not an exact weight, but he means something. What are you going to do? Elo shomin esayad kami hiru yolishko. That must be the kavana sanoi. There is, you shut up how much his hand should weigh. But it doesn't have to be exact. Mefarshim said the machlokes over here is a machlokes bedas hanoi. You're never going to get 100% scientific accurate weight of a hand. So Charles, does the kavana sanoi did it do it this way with the water, with the basa gidim atzomis of a chamor, or better to do it this way by just making a shara kami roi lishkal, and that's the das hanoi du bezei yotzei yidei. Choy vasrik.